on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you know we've been following the saga of the, it was the summer book signing. This year, it had to be something different at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and it's called Book Signing 2.0. And they have been running these book signings virtually now, and they are a terrific way to connect with authors, find out information about new books that you might not be aware with, and really the lineup has been spectacular. Next up that we're going to talk about right now here on Robinhood Radio is we're going to talk with Bill Clegg, and he's a literary agent, and his book is called The End of the Day. And Bill, was you're originally from Sharon, right?
I'm originally from Sharon, yes, the Ellsworth section of Sharon.
Right. And for people who don't know, there are sections of Sharon, and just like there's sections of Salisbury, and the Ellsworth section is most notable. Whenever you go past the Grange, you know you're in the Ellsworth section.
That's right.
Of Sharon. Well, let's talk a little bit about, before we get to the book, how did you choose the path to become a literary agent?
You know, I didn't know what a literary agent was, even when I graduated from college. So I came back from college. I went to college on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, a small college called Washington College, and came back and did landscaping as I had in the summers after high school. And I had no idea what I was going to do. In fact, I thought I'd just stay in Sharon and do landscaping and sort of cobble together jobs. And I met somebody who had been in publishing, who was actually the daughter of a family who I worked for. And she had worked at Random House for years and had come back to Lakeville to kind of regroup before deciding what to do next. And we talked about books and we talked about publishing. And she said, you know, you should think about being a literary agent. And it was the very first time I'd ever even heard what that was. And then she had also recommended that I look into this postgraduate program at Harvard called the Radcliffe Publishing Course, and which is a summer program where people from publishing come up and teach classes and kind of give people a sense of what the jobs are in publishing, magazine, and book. And they had a job there at the end of it, and I was offered a job that day at the end, and it was. It was the first job I was offered. It was a literary agency, and I took the job. There wasn't a lot of thought that went into it, and I frankly thought I'd stay in New York for maybe a year or two, and then come back to Sharon. But instead, I ended up staying.
I think that's funny. So when you took the job, you basically probably took it so you could live in the city, right?
Exactly. I was curious about publishing, but I really didn't think that I could make a career of it. I didn't really think in those terms at that point. It was more, I'd come into the city from Sharon on the train and gone to, you know, plays and walked around. But living there just seemed exciting and this was one way to do it. And I needed a job, you know, and so it was pretty, like the criteria was pretty, small.
but it opened up a door, and obviously, and when you got the job, when you started the job, did it click right away, or did it take a little while to click? Where, wow, you know, this is something I want to do.
It didn't click. I didn't know how to type, and somehow, even going through this program at Harvard, there had been very little spoken about, you know, sort of the basic requirements of the skill set in the office. And this was back when they still, like Random House, I knew, still had a typing test if you were applying for a job there. And so my boss, an agent named Kathy Robbins, was very corporate, and I was her assistant, and she did dictation at night at her apartment, and then would come in with the tape. And I would have to write up all her correspondence based on, I would, you know, put little headphones on. And I didn't know how to type. And let's just say I learned how to type very quickly. But the landscape of an office and the skills that were required, it was a steep learning curve for me. But I loved the writers. And so I was on the phone with the writers a lot, she was very busy, and so oftentimes the writers were trying to kind of get to her, and so I would, you know, I developed relationships with them on the phone, and that part, like, did come easily to me, and I loved reading what they were writing and knowing people who had written books. I don't think I had ever met an author before then, so it was pretty thrilling, and I was a big reader, so that mattered to me.
We're speaking with Bill Clegg, who is going to be the next in line at the book signing 2.0 virtual series coming up at October 13th at 7 p.m. More information is available at HotchkissLibrary.org. All right, so now let's talk about the book, and then I'll ask you how you got into writing. The end of the day, what is this book about, and where did you get together with the ideas for it?
The book is, you know, it's set in a fictional town that is very, very close to Sharon. I mean, anybody from Sharon or who has spent any time in Sharon who reads it will recognize the town green, the hospital, like Mudge Pond, all sorts of things. And to an extent, it's also a conflation in a smaller part with the town that where we live in the summers and on the weekends over here in Rhinebeck. But the book is about three women in their late 60s who each of them, they grew up in one form or another on a small country road out near the sort of the Sharon Cornwall border, in the book it's the Wells Cornwall border, and the book opens when one of them comes up from the city and turns up in the driveway of her best friend from childhood, and they haven't seen each other in 50 years, and the third woman is a taxi cab driver in Kauai, and so the book sort of unspools why it is the three of them have not seen each other in half a century, it's about class, it's about race, it's about friendship and family, and which are kind of the themes that I return to again and again in the things that I write, it seems. That's in a nutshell, that's sort of what it's about.
Did you always want to be a writer? I'm listening to your story about, how you came to becoming a literary agent and that you like books. But a lot of people that like books love books but don't want to become a writer. Did you always have that in the back of your mind?
I think it was too big a goal to kind of name out loud or even consciously want. I think underneath everything, it was something I aspired to, but I didn't think of myself really in those terms. I also thought of literature. I thought of books more as kind of an escape hatch. We didn't have. I think we had PBS and occasionally one of the networks on TV at our house, and you know, it's before the internet, before all those things. So there was playing outside, which I did, and I was in the woods a lot and skied and did outside things. But reading was my main kind of source of escape. And so I couldn't conceive of writing a book. I couldn't. But I also revered people who did. So I was drawn to it, but I didn't have that conscious aspiration. I don't think it just seemed too big for me, I think.
All right. Well, and then so this is your second book, right?
This is actually my fourth book, but it's my second novel. I wrote two memoirs before writing a novel. And so my first novel came out in 2015. It was also set in the fictional town of Wells, which is a kind of a slightly altered version of Sharon, Connecticut.
So obviously now, are along with being an author, are you still that literary agent, or which has one taken over more than the other?
I'm in the main. I'm a literary agent. I have my own agency in New York, and Although the office on Fifth Avenue and 20th has been empty since March, because all of my employees and I are scattered across the country, and so yeah, I'm primarily a literary agent. It's kind of how I identified, and I don't think I would want to write only. It puts too much pressure on it. So writing for me now is a little bit what reading used to be. It's kind of my escape. It's the place where I'm kind of the most private, and it takes me a while to write the books, but there's kind of like a little puzzle that I'm working on privately, like, you know, sort of in the corners of my day life.
We're speaking with Bill Clegg once again, who is back in Sharon because he's from Sharon, a literary agent and author, and he's part of the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon Book Signing 2.0 series, virtual series. It's happening Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. More information at the HotchkissLibrary.org on the web, HotchkissLibrary.org. Also, when this interview is over, we'll have it up on our on-demand site. If you go to that, RobinHoodRadio.com, click on interviews and the interview with Bill. We have a place where you can click on and you can find out the ticket information and more. All right, so now that you're coming back to Sharon and you're doing this book signing, isn't it? When did you switch over? This will be my last dumb question, okay? But when did you switch over to become, you know, your own business? You're the literary agent. You work on your own. I mean, how long did it take you? And was that a scary moment or just a moment of great relief doing it for yourself?
It's kind of a longer story, but I worked at that first job. I stayed for, really break it down, I was there for 8 years, and I started a business with a partner, and then this is the subject of my first memoir. I then had to get sober, and so I left book publishing for a year and got sober. And then I came back and worked with, I worked for a big company called the William Morris Agency, which became WME. I was there for almost 9 years and then started my own agency without a partner. And that's a little over 5 years ago. And so the thing is, you know, I was very lucky in that first job because, within the first year and a half, I guess, there was a writer who I've become friendly with that was on the client list, and she had always wanted to write kids books. She was a journalist in her main job, and we would talk about kids books, she sent me a couple things that she had been working on, and they weren't quite working, but it was really just sort of fun talk, you know. And then I came up with an idea for her based on a story about a tree that was given to Rockefeller Center by a group of nuns in Mendham, New Jersey, and very quickly we cooked up this kind of Christmas book with an illustrator, and she wrote the text, and I ended up selling it for a lot of money. But the part that was very lucky was that my boss at the time, this was her client, I went in and told her that we were talking about this, and she said, "Great, like, keep going." And she just really supported me in trying this thing. And I think nobody expected it to really work, and it ended up becoming a bestseller. And after that, my boss was like, "You know what? You're not the best assistant, but it seems that you've got a feel for, you know, writers." And so she kind of pushed me to take on more clients, and I just got very lucky. I mean, people talk about this, but, like, you know, at the beginning of their careers, I really did get lucky. I found writers that I was excited about, and so that was sort of how it really stuck as a job. And then at a certain point, it just felt like exciting to be able to create my own company. And I've been very grateful to do that, especially over the last 5 years.
Well, as we wrap up this interview, Bill, I just want to show you how small of a world this is. You went to work for the William Morris Agency. My father was a comedian back in the 50s, and he was one of the first big acts that were signed by the William Morris Agency. And I still have an ad from 1952 announcing that the William Morris Agency took out the ad saying that they had signed Jackie Miles. So,
oh, that's funny. There were a lot of old timers at William Morris still there when I worked there, and there was a really cool culture in LA and in New York from the old guard of the William Morris Agency, where it was live acts that was the bread and butter of the place.
Well, it's great to talk to you once again. Bill will be part of the summer book signing, which is 2.0 because it's virtual, Tuesday, October 13th, 7 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Bill, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and I hope you have fun meeting and greeting with your old-time Sharon friends here.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Marshall.